November 18th, pure and undefiled. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. James 1, 26 and 27. I am a Christian and very religious, but I believe faith is something personal, so I keep it to myself. I've heard this statement, or versions of this statement, many times. Right away, I know this person knows very little of the religion they claim. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations," Matthew 28:19. James said, "Visit orphans and widows." So, I'm thinking that a very religious Christian does not sit silently at home. No, they are in the world serving in the name of Jesus. People and governments of this world are telling us that our religion belongs in our homes or the church house, but nowhere else. When we accept this lie of the devil, we allow ourselves to be stained by the world. To bridle our tongue is not to silence it, but to give it direction. Direct your tongue to speak only the pure and undefiled word of God to your friends, neighbors, relatives, and co-workers. Now is not the time to be silent. Ask God to help you make your Christian religion pure and undefiled before Him.